This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey is seeking to slow or reverse the slide of the currency, the lira, including a central bank pledge to provide cash to banks, but no plan for raising interest rates to tame inflation. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, is also under pressure in the midst of Turkey's dispute with the U.S.
Türkiye, diğer alanlarda olduğu gibi.
Monday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained that Turkey is being encircled economically, and such attacks will continue for a while. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor. The demand that exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen be extradited following a failed 2016 coup. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
And he said investors are continually nervous about Turkey's overtures to Russia.
I think that's probably what's troubling investors, because at the moment we seem to be in a risk-off mood.
But for tourists like Fatima Ali of Kuwait, Turkish goods are a bargain. She said prices in Turkey are very cheap compared to those in Kuwait. The White House said it's monitoring the Turkish situation closely. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff. Voter turnout was reported low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse said he's rejecting the result over accusations of fraud. Official results expected later this week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to eventually secure a second five-year mandate. This is VOA News.